Attraction Works. I just sat down with Narissa and talked to her about the ongoing miracles in my life. It happens to you all the time, she said. She mentioned that just the other day I wanted to book us a flight to Ohio to see my family. Tickets were nearly $1,000. I simply expected to get a better deal while being willing to accept the going fare. When I called the airline back, they told me I had enough frequent flyer miles to get both tickets for just over $100. Way cool. And Narissa reminded me of the time I wanted to complete my collection of rare books by P.T. Barnum, a man I had studied and written a book about. I found the last book I needed, but my intuition said not to pay the high price the bookseller was asking. So I let go. I waited. A few days later, the bookseller lowered his price. That's almost unheard of. And yes, I bought the book. And Narissa reminded me of the time I looked for one book for nearly 7 years and couldn't find it. I gave up. But I decided I would attract it, somehow, some way. Then, out of the blue, an email friend in Canada wrote me that he had the book. I begged to buy it. He declined. But a few days later, he suddenly decided to just send me the book, at no charge. And Narissa remembered that a year or so ago, when I couldn't find a friend of mine that I loved and missed, I gave up and hired a private investigator. He couldn't find my friend either, so I quit looking. But I made a decision to attract her back into my life. Then one day, simply following my intuition, I walked right up to my friend at a yoga class. I found her without breaking a sweat. Narissa also reminded me to tell you what happened just yesterday while writing this very preface. I have been studying the Sedona method for months now. It's a very simple method for releasing any emotion or negative experience in the way of your being happy right now. I like the method and have told many people about it through my monthly e-newsletter. I was reading a book by Lester Levinson, the founder of the Sedona method.